CliffCentral.com.
All right, we got to get to something else. You remember yesterday I was going gaga about this car I've been driving for the last 2 days. It's the Range Rover Velar, and Ben was in it yesterday. He's got some comments because, man, Ben has seen a lot of cars.
And, dude, I saw your picture that you tweeted. Like, you look good in and around that car.
That's interesting because the picture's of Gareth.
Hey?
No, it was me in the picture.
Oh, God. It was makes anyone handsome in that case.
Well, if Gareth looked like he translated all hair colors, that's a good car. I've driven with Gareth in cars before, and I've always been scared. This car was so impressive. My fear had left my body because I was in absolute awe of what's going on around me.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We got to talk to... So what I did today is because I found out that Land Rover Menlyn, they're doing this amazing deal, which we'll get into in a second or two. I'm going to talk to Hammond Robertson, who's the sales manager, and Byron Hammond, who is the sales manager for Jaguar Menlyn. And I'm going to be driving a couple of cars with them over the next few days. You know, mine was in for repairs, so I've got a couple of days where I'd rather drive... I was driving the most horrible little rental. Shame. I mean, you really only realize that a rental car is awful when you have something amazing to compare it to. And that's precisely what happened. I was fine with it. A little... What is it? A Kia Rio or something? A silly little
Very
car.
Very small words, yeah.
Yes, so I was driving it. I mean, small words. The people who drive these cars... You talk about economy of fuel, you also get economy of words. I was driving this happily for like a week while my car is in being sorted out. And then I got this this Range Rover. They dropped it off on Monday. I don't want to let this thing go. I'm completely obsessed. It's got a heads-up display, Gord.
Is it from the future?
It's amazing.
It is from the future.
It's got this glass panel, this curved glass panel with all the information on it, with... You know, your climate control, your seats, you've got massages, you've got cold air that blows up through the seat to keep your back cold or warm, depending on the temperature outside. It's phenomenal.
You just want one of those flip-up buttons that exposes the red button.
Yes, that you have
missiles.
Yes, like James Bond. You feel like you're in the most technologically evolved and up-to-date, cutting-edge car that you could possibly be in. I've driven in... various things. You know, the whole family drives these Land Rovers. My brother's got a Range Rover Sport, and my dad's got a Discovery, and I got this Discovery Sport. And so we all drive these things. This is a step above. So I thought we need to talk to these guys. In any case, they've got some deals that might interest the rest of us. You should be listening to this if you are interested in getting a new car over the next couple of months, because these guys really know what they're doing. So, Hadman, welcome, and welcome to you, Byron. Nice to see you guys here.
Thank you, Gareth. Thank you.
Good. Listen, it must be... First of all, you moved into a very sexy new showroom right there just off the Gashfontein off-ramp, which I saw the other day as I drove past. Busy, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Is this a good time for people to buy new cars?
The best time, probably.
Tell me why.
Well, yeah, we're heading into year end. Yeah. A lot of people looking at, well, let's call it registering vehicles a bit later, but looking at the better prices at this stage, where normally you've got, you know, better deals at this time of year.
Really?
Yep.
What kinds of deals are you talking about? Are you talking about like massive discounts? Are you talking about people who are selling like Christmas specials?
Or Black Fridays? Not yet.
Oh.
No. What we do is we've basically... Every 3 months or whatever, you get different assistance packages from manufacturers, and normally this tends to be better in the sense of you get more support. Putting it into terms where basically normally manufacturers give you interest rates, we negotiate with banks to get better interest rates. Like, for instance, on XF, you've got prime minus 8.2.
That's the Jaguar
XF, you've got prime minus 8.2 at this stage, which is, realistically, you're financing 2.9%.
Interest.
Correct.
That's phenomenal. So, a brand new car.
100%. And, yes, it makes it...
I've only really become financially literate in the last 5 years, and I can tell that's a good deal.
That's a good deal. And the vehicles do get more affordable on these packages. And yes, I mean, people are looking at installments. People are looking at interest rates. People are getting more clued up in the sense of, like you said, looking after their finances. And these types of things do help on F basis, on everything we do have. Even on F type, we've got prime minus 5 at this stage. We've got on F-Type, excuse me, on XF, we've got payment holidays where you only pay your first installment in March next year.
In other words, you get the car now, but you only pay your first installment in March next year.
Correct.
Doesn't that sound too good to be true?
It is.
What, is there a catch? How's no, that possible?
Well, we basically do the payments for you in terms of from dealer level. So, you know, you can budget for your Christmas. You can get through Jan and February.
Yeah, because March is like when people can start to afford
these
things.
These are like the struggle
recovery
months.
Yeah, January and February, they are the struggle months. No one on earth has any money from January until the end of February. Yeah.
Holidays and presents, and then like reality strikes mid-Jan.
No.
But you're still rolling in your Jaguar and thinking, this is all good, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. So this is an actual deal, it's like a 6-month payment holiday.
Basically, yes.
That's right, and we do the same on Range Rover Sport as well.
Wow.
And it's not only specific models, so whatever you are interested in, we can structure a deal around that, and like you said,
so you sell,
take the car now and only pay for it next year.
So right. You're the Range Rovering dude, and you're the Land Jaguaring dude. Do you guys ever like get into fisticuffs about who's cooler? Like,
well,
get away.
Normally I'm the quickest. But
he's more comfy.
Yeah, you can take the shortcuts. Yeah.
Now I'm interested. I've been driving this car for like the last 2 days, and I first of all didn't know that there were so many ways that a car could be upgraded, because it's not from the outside. It doesn't look that different. I know people are going to argue with me. Ben says the back of this car, this Range Rover Velar, is totally different. It's almost closer to a Jag. But it doesn't look that different to the untrained eye. When you see it on the road, it might look like an Evoque or a Range Rover Sport, somewhere in between, right? So maybe most people wouldn't notice that. But my God, when you get inside, it's a whole different world.
That's right.
And this is something else. Yeah. Why did they decide to bring out something between those two?
Look, Gareth, there was quite a big gap between the two products, both price-wise. And, you know, that there was a bit of a segment where Land Rover didn't really compete in.
So tell me, what are the prices? So if we look at a Range Rover Sport and we look at an Evoque, what are the price differences there?
All right, so Evoque, top of the range, HSE, will come in around 950 to 980, depending on the options you take on it. And then Range Rover Sport, sort of entry level, comes in around about 1.1, 1.2 million mark.
So this is the gap.
This fills that gap. Okay. And, you know, space-wise as well. It is a different new segment for us to compete in. On the Jaguar side, we've got the Jaguar F-Pace.
Yeah.
Phenomenal vehicle.
The Velar is sort of the same size, same price range. That's where it fits in.
All right, so
it's got a cool name.
Yeah, I mean, when people buy a
driver Range Rover,
what kind of what sort of target market does a Jaguar have? I mean, the different models, obviously different target markets, but give me a general idea.
100%. For F-Pace, for instance, was based on your target group, anything from, say, 32 up to about 40, where, to be honest with you, I, at Menlyn specifically, I can't target a group for you, because we've had people coming in looking at people age 60 to 70, to be honest with you. We've had people obviously younger than that. The Jag's got a bit more of a sporty feel to it compared to Land Rover.
Yeah.
And it is our performance brand. So the car's more based on handling and these types of things. Also a tech masterpiece, but I can't tell you exactly.
The two brands, Jaguar and Land Rover, they've borrowed a lot of really cool stuff from each other because they're owned by the same company.
100%. Right.
So in other words, when Jag comes up with something really amazing, then Land Rover just steals that for themselves, and similarly, when Land Rover comes up with something cool, then Jaguar just steals 100%. It for themselves. It's fantastic on both sides.
Yeah.
It's like you got two companies working
to
improve each
other. Taking the best of everything, and I think that's where the two brands complement each other. You can walk in, and there's literally something for every person
under one roof.
100%.
All right, I'm fascinated by this special deal, this payment holiday, as you call it, like 6 months where you don't actually pay for the car.
Five by my maths, Gareth, but I'm not one to
exclusive to Menlyn Land Rover and
Jaguar.
Right.
I'm not. No, this is not.
Let me just be clear about this. This is not all the different branches where you can find this. This is only the one in Menlyn.
That's right.
So if you're listening to us right now in Abu Dhabi, you better make a plan and get here.
Well, you get a free holiday because you'll save so much that you'll still
you'll come
out in the green after a nice correct. Visit to South Africa.
That's amazing.
You can also hang
all right, so let's just talk about what else we have here. This payment holiday applies to which cars?
On Jag, it's all XF models.
Yeah.
And
Land Rover is all Range Rover Sports models.
Brilliant. Are there any other things going on at the dealership we need to know about? Any fun stuff that you guys have got planned for Christmas?
Well, yeah, we've got some over the weekend of the 2nd of December.
Yeah.
We've got an activity at Menlyn Main. Out on the lawns, we have the Land Rover Experience Terrapod there.
Oh, what's that?
Which is it's a really cool...
a Terrapod.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's called a Terrapod. Go check it out.
They've got this trailer and it falls open.
Yeah.
And they drive cars up there. And I think they're coming down off the other side, the incline is something of 42 degrees. So it's quite hectic to just, you know, experience what the car's actually capable
of. You get trained to do this. Well, we'll be doing, because we decided we're all going to do a little farewell for Amanda. She leaves at the end of November. No. Yeah. She's an intern. Gorge was working for us as an intern. But Amanda's, you don't worry.
Nothing lasts forever, Gorge.
We'll invite you with.
Make her non-intern.
We're going to take Amanda on a Land Rover experience with us. Amanda Rover experience at around about the 5th of December, somewhere around there. Not everything lasts forever, Gord. You've got to learn to let go, like your relationships.
No, that's cruel and hurtful. Also, going to hurt someone very far away who religiously listens to the show.
Apparently. Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry. Yeah. You know, I'm very emotionally sensitive. Mm. Have you worked that one out yet?
It takes a lot to hurt me, Gary.
Yeah. No, I cut you deep, Gord. Right. Anyway, let's move on. We've got two guests in the studio who don't really care about your feelings.
I didn't bring it up. I just said I like Amanda.
Yes, we all like Amanda, Gord.
Fine.
All right, so listen, let's just talk about some of the features on these vehicles, because people don't even know necessarily. I had no idea before I got into this one. Tell me about what you think people love the most about the Jag, particularly the XF that you're selling with this payment holiday. What are the best features of this car? Go.
XF is more of the premium segment. You know, to put it in perspective, popular products in South Africa. So this compares with 5 Series, compares with E-Class. So it is a bigger platform vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It is a hell of a spacious. And you can basically get all the tech that you've seen on Velar in the vehicle. Bigger screens, the whole TFT, which is where you see your speedometer. Those are electronic as well.
I mean, you can even choose what's on the display in front of you. You can have two dials, one dial, the map, anything you want.
Different displays on how you can see it.
Phenomenal.
So,
so what do those go for? Let's talk about the different models. So you've got the 2.0D, which is obviously diesel, correct. R Sport, right? Then you've got the petrol version, then you've got the 3.
Yes.
So tell me about those, price-wise.
2-litre diesel. All dependent. If you look at what brochure prices and these things would say, you'd probably be looking at about 800,000. Coming in, looking at a good transaction, you know, coming to meet me, talk to me, and see if we can negotiate a good transaction. You can probably walk out of there with a good deal of about, say, 700.
Not bad.
And you know, we like to keep the options open in terms of what we trade our money for. You know, obviously it is a competitive market, you know, and we try and do business in essence. It's all about having people coming back to do business again in a couple of years. And, you know, we try and give the best service. I think we're doing a good job of that.
Yeah,
and
sure.
We are getting customers back and, yes, doing good business.
You guys must be one of the biggest dealerships in the country.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we are.
All right. Well,
phenomenal
listen,
building as
keep,
well.
Keep it up. And thanks for popping by this morning.
Thank
very,
you, Gareth.
Very cool
thank
to have you,
for
you
having
here.
Us.
No, for sure. All right, I'm looking forward to driving that Jag.
It's fantastic. F-Type's on its way. We'll
magic.
See you later.
Magic. All right, man.
Thank
thanks
you,
so much. Bye. Cool. All right, there we go. So that was Hadaman. He's the sales guy for Jaguar, and we spoke to Byron, who's the sales dude for... Sorry, I got them wrong. Jaguar is Byron, and Hadaman is Land Rover. So two of them popped by to tell us this morning about what's going on at... Land Rover Menlyn.
But they have good deals and rad cars in common. That's what unites them.
You're bloody right. CliffCentral.com